Kirsten Henning spends most of her days traveling the world since she and Tom sold the family home in Minneapolis to become mature age nomads. And they have had some exciting experiences. Kirsten tells Graham Kemlow about a unique bike tour business she found and has interviewed the owner about slow travel and new bike technology to help her ride around southern Italy.
Well, welcome back to the show, Chris.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, where have you been most recently?
Most recently, we spent about a month in Sweden and had a great, great time.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting. The food would be good there, I reckon.
The food was phenomenal. We were up in the north and engaged wholeheartedly in winter sports.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Well, I hope we can talk about that at a future episode. But I know that in a couple of weeks you're busily packing your kit bag to go on a bike tour of Italy. Now, just tell us a little bit about where you're going and then we'll get into more detail.
Yeah, we chose this bike tour because we have never been to the south of Italy, to Puglia and Basilicata specifically is where we're going.
Right.
And even though Tom and I have both lived in Italy for months at a time on several occasions, we've just never been down to the heel of the boot. So that is largely why we chose this bike tour.
Okay. Well, that sounds terrific. Now, I gather you're not lugging a bike across the ditch to go there. How are you going to do it?
That'd be good. We are taking our very own bike helmets because we're married to those, but
right.
We are working with a company called biketours.com. They are basically representing independent local bike tour operators throughout Europe. They represent some 70 tour operators. So they kind of were able to do the shopping for us, but we end up working with a specific local operator in Italy.
So they're the Airbnb of bikes.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a very clever way to do it. Now, by the name biketours.com, I assume they're US-based, are they?
They are US-based. The founder of the company, Jim Johnson, was himself an avid biker and had done a lot of tours and realized that either people were having to find a tour on their own or go with some big conglomerates who were kind of marking up the prices a lot. So
right.
He just wanted to make it accessible to get to local operators.
The first thing that people need to do before they start looking for a bike tour is, you know, to really understand how a bike tour can in many ways change their lives. You know, just as the slow food movement has been really prevalent for years, the slow travel movement is also increasing. You know, you can really, at a slow pace, at a cyclist pace, experience places that, you know, people in cars and trains and buses and so on, they'll never be able to access them. You
mm-hmm.
might see a hidden alleyway. You're going slow enough that you can see that long forgotten castle up in the distance. Maybe you see that dirt path that you want to explore going through an olive grove. Or one of my favorites is you can see that fig ripening on a tree that otherwise in a car you'd zoom past, but you see it and you stop and you pluck it and you eat it.
I think the beauty of it too is that working with so many of these operators, he's just become really passionate about it and kind of understand what grabs people about bike tours and
yeah.
makes them want to do more.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've already talked to you about one that you did previously.
Right.
Well, you obviously weren't too saddle sore when you got off that one.
No, we weren't. That one was, I must say, probably a gentler course, and it was primarily alternate day biking. So we're going to be in for it a little bit more on this. This is rated a 3 on a scale of 1 to 5 in difficulty. We decided it just a couple weeks ago, because we're in the midst of winter and haven't been training, that we are going to opt for e-bikes on this trip.
What's the fundamental difference between an e-bike and a regular bike?
Well, it stands for electric assist, and it's not motorized. You still must pedal to move forward.
The electric assist bike is huge now. We've gone from a couple years ago, perhaps 20% of the tours had them available. Now approximately 70% of the tours have them available. And for those folks who don't know what an electric bike is, it's not a moped, it's not a motorcycle. You still have to pedal. You still get a workout. It just amplifies your own effort. So you can turn it off, you can turn it low, medium, high. Some of them have low, medium, high, and turbo to get up the big hills. And really what it does is it shortens distances and flattens hills. Yeah, it makes the experience far more intimate. You know, we feel that travel should be about being in a place as opposed to passing through it. And you know, too many travelers really are going very quickly from A to B, and there's so much between the two.
So, Kristen, that sounded fascinating, the e-bike. Are you planning to ride every single day, and where you're starting from and where you're going to finish?
Yeah, this trip is daily. It's 7 nights, biking every day. We average about 35 miles a day. We start in Matera, which is in Basilicata, which is the region just to the west of Apulia. And that's more mountainous and forested. It's where there are cave dwellings and cave churches. That's another reason we chose this itinerary, by the way. It's got three different UNESCO World Heritage sites on this tour.
Hope none of the troglodytes run out and scare you.
We're going to run in and scare them.
Yeah.
And we bike from Matera down southeasterly to Lecce.
So you like the bike tours. Is it just that you like getting up close with things, or how would you describe your particular passion?
Because we can go at our own pace. Bike tours can be either guided or self-guided. We're doing the self-guided. But once you are on your bike, you are just absolutely on your own time, and you can stop and take photos, which we love to do, stop for coffee, stop for whatever reason you want, just to rest.
How do you find it? It's just you and Tom. You're not in a group. You're not counting people on and off a bus.
What I found on our first experience, and what I'm excited to do this, is that it seems when you arrive in a small town on a bike, people are, all of a sudden these barriers are broken down of you being the tourist and there being the locals. It's just a more welcoming atmosphere when you show up on a bike. It's just like making that effort to speak in a foreign language. Suddenly people are with you, rooting for you, even if you make a lowly attempt, even if we're a couple of old people biking in slowly, people understand that we're there because we want to be, and we're putting the effort into seeing the land and the people close up.
Yeah, I like
it opens up a lot of conversations.
Look, I bet it does. And I love Jim talking about stealing fruit off a tree on the way along. You'd have to be careful which tree you chose,
exactly.
I think. Might have a big black dog chasing you. You're going to stay in hotels, I assume, are you?
We are. And in the self-guided tour, the luxury is having your luggage carried forward for you. So each morning we just take our bags to the lobby, hop on our bikes and go. And when we arrive at our next destination, our bags are there.
And I assume the bikes taken away and cleaned and greased and pumped up the tires and all that?
No, but that's our responsibility. And
right.
However, the hotels are used to these bike tours. And so they often have little sheds or areas where your bike is protected overnight. If there's any charging needed for the e-bikes, I don't even know about that. That's all accounted for. And as a self-guided rider, you get GPS and written instructions. And so I don't think we're going to get lost,
okay.
But we might.
Oh, well, not to worry.
We could now, if we want to.
Yeah. I guess Jim Johnson and BikeTours.com have people coming from all over the planet to do these sorts of things. And so he likes to mix it up a bit. He adds boats into the mix at one point, I notice.
Another thing that's very popular is bike and boat tours, because what happens then on many tours, you go out for the morning and do a ride. Then you come back to the boat that has gone a little bit further downstream and or down the coast and meets with you. You have lunch, and then you go out again, and then you come back for dinner. So you have a choice. You can go on two rides that day. You can go on the afternoon ride, the morning ride, or no ride.
Well, yeah, and this is the cool thing about bike tours, I think, is that it's just a really hugely fast-growing area of adventure travel because it can appeal to so many different skill levels and interest levels. You can pick a bike tour for whatever your interest is, whether it's food or risky behavior or anything in between. But yeah, the e-bikes are an example of that, that let multi-generational groups go on the same difficulty level. And the bike barge is a fabulous option for a small group, maybe, who some people don't have any interest in biking, but you can still share the experience.
It does sound fascinating, and I do like that the slow pace I can certainly relate to.
And I think as far as couples doing it, I have to add that Tom and I found out after our first bike experience that we were each very worried about the other one. For whatever reasons, and it worked out so well, and we were really compatible biking at the same speed or catching up when need be. So it's great.
Well, Kristen, fascinating as usual speaking to you. You always seem to come up with something curious that you're doing or about to do.
Curiouser and curiouser.
That's Kristen Henning speaking with Graham Kemlow and Jim Johnson, the owner of biketours.com.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.